Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the Living Water Radio Show. Some of the Living Water. Some of the Living Water. Some of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, peace and things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be people rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water.
Amen, amen, amen. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, Shabbat, happy Sabbath. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Oh, man, it is another Sabbath before God in Christ. And we just want to thank the Father for His perfect will. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your Sabbath days. We want to say welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. I am Jerome Israel here reading with me today and this Sabbath with my beautiful girl, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat. Right. Amen. Well, we are in this study, Women of the Bible. What do you mean, Women of the Bible? Miriam, the sister of Moses, what is her story? What did she bring to the Bible? Was she predestinated? That's the other thing. Was she predestinated by God? Was she called by God? You know, this is that thing. So we are in her story right now, and we want to thank God for bringing us all these precepts pertaining to to the mothers of the Bible. What do you mean? Because too many times we just build a kingdom on the prophets and David and Moses and that's it. You know, we don't give our mothers the honor. And the thing is we should, you know, because they played a huge part in the kingdom of God. And we should tell their stories so that, you know, just like the young men can have something to reflect off of, so should the women have something to reflect off of.
Amen.
So this is this conversation. So, Sister,
you turned everything off, right? Do not disturb. You turn all your instruments down.
If you have a scripture And we can stand and face Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Most High God of Israel.
Yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, and taste, and see, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I have read Psalms 34, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and do it forever. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Sure. Seated right.
So. Once again, we want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters.
Okay. Now, I'm Christian. What?
Yeah, The Sounds. You're good. There we go. Yeah, I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. And we, I know our radio family, just please be patient with us. We're still working with the rest of this. And we'll soon be getting these things on YouTube so yes, we can watch them all over the world. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're about to go live.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Something is
what?
What? No, it was no.
You
it was,
big old hand.
I did, didn't I?
What? I asked you what it said.
It was
big old hand. Okay, bless the people.
Well, we want to say Shabbat Shalom, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am your brother Job Israel, and today we are dealing with women of the Bible. We're dealing with our sister, our mother Miriam. You know, Miriam, what did Miriam bring to the table? What was her conversation before God and Christ? You know, we tend to run all down a road, you know, King David, yay! And we'll forget about Noah. You know, Noah and them is honorable mentions, right? When it comes to people in the Bible, you know, Jacob, yay, the father of the 12 tribes, and Judah, yay, don't even, Asher, you know, who are those dudes? You know, we can bear, you know, Simeon, who is that? You know, that's just a school that's in Chicago that clown the rest of the schools in football and basketball. You know, in the worst neighborhood at that, right? But, no, man, we got to think about the mothers. And we got to think about what they brought to the table. Like Miriam, for instance, what did she bring to the table? What is her conversation for God and Christ? Was she predestinated? That's the next thing. You know, so, you know, we like to ask the question, what was Miriam's conversation, right? So first, let's get this started, Mom. Let's get this started in Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. Proverbs 7 and 4. Yes, ma'am. Proverbs 7 and 4. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and say unto understanding, thou art my what?
Kinswoman.
So, we know that she's the sister of Moses, so she's there. And we know that she is a kinswoman, being a Levite, so she's there. So, go into Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1.
Proverbs 8 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Proverbs 8 and 1 reads, doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the path.
Wait a minute, man. So we know Miriam was there with Aaron and Moses at the top of the mountain when God came down to visit, you know, Moses and Aaron. Moses had that conversation with God personally.
Amen.
But it was Aaron and it was Miriam, it was Moses, Aaron, and Miriam there. Those three all chopped it up all the time. Concerning those things that belong to God, because he brought it to them first.
Amen.
You know, so was she there? Yeah, she was in a high place. She was in a know. She was in a know before anybody else in the kingdom.
Amen.
She was in a know. After Aaron got it, she got it. So she was definitely in a know. So what did she do? She also was standing in the top of high places. By the way of the path. What do you mean? The path to the kingdom. She was there.
Amen.
Read the next verse.
The next verse reads, verse 3. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man.
Yes, she being a Levite, she was calling on to the children of God to do the right thing, and to and those that God called to his kingdom to do the right thing.
Amen.
So now the question is, we can see that this is her, right? Do she wear the crown of 12 stars in Revelation? Is her story in heaven? Because if her story is in heaven, then she was predestinated.
Wow. Amen.
Go to Revelations chapter 12 and 1.
So you say, is her story written in heaven?
Yeah. If her story is written in heaven, then she was predestinated.
Okay.
So Revelations 12 and 1, when you receive it, read. Because when we read this, we act like he gave it to John. No, this was before John and anything in the creation.
Okay.
So 12 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 12 and 1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
So did she wear the crown of 12 stars? Yes, she did. She helped lead the 12 tribes of Israel out of Egypt.
That's right.
So she can wear that. But here's something that, you know, God, this is something that when you read her story, this is different. Read verse 2.
Amen. Verse 2 reads, forgive me, baby. Verse 2. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered.
See, here's the thing. We don't read that Miriam had children.
Oh.
We don't read that she had a husband.
Okay.
Any of those things. So what is it? Shalom, can I grace and peace in Jesus. Shabbat shalom. Grace and peace. Thanks for checking in. We don't read any anything pertaining to her having any lineages.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little different here. But we can see that she led the 12 tribes. So her story is predestinated because this conversation is before anything. Let's go to Proverbs and bring people up to speed on that. Proverbs chapter 8 and 22.
Proverbs 8 and 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 22 reads, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
See, that's that conversation in Revelation. So
right.
She is predestinated. She was predestinated. It's her name written in a book of life. That's the next question. Let's go to Micah chapter 6 and 4. Micah 6 and 4.
Micah
6 and 4. When you receive it, read.
Amen.
Micah 6 and 4.
Micah 6 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
Wait a minute. I sent you before thee Moses, Aaron, and King David.
Miriam.
He mentioned her. Her name is in the book.
That's right.
She coming up in the first resurrection. I mean, with her flaws, our flaws. Moses' flaws, Aaron's flaws, David's flaws, Adam's flaws, Noah's flaws, Ham's flaws. We see Shalom, Sister Monique. Grace and peace. Happy Sabbath. We see that the God of Israel is merciful. He is merciful to us, even in our shortcomings. So we see her mentioned here. That he sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. But if you read this conversation, what is it?
No.
Oh,
I
okay.
Just wanted, before you go further, so because you already have everything you need, but Monique was asking you a question about the Revelation 2 and 12 that you read.
Right.
Revelation 12 and 2, and she being with child, crying, travailing in birth. So Sister Monique asked, greetings. She said, isn't that representing the church? And then she said, with respect, her delivery represents Christ, I believe.
That's true. And, the conversation is manifold because this woman is prophetic and she's predestinated. This is why we always ask the question, can they wear this? Can they wear this story? Can they wear this crown? This is your conversation. This is Rhea's conversation. Can we fit our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, our daughters in this conversation? That's the thing that we like to keep bringing up. And yes, that's the church. And yes, that's the people of Israel. But there's no Israel without Sarah.
Amen.
There's no Israel without Eve.
Amen.
There's no Israel without Rebecca.
Amen.
There's no Israel without Leah, Rachel, Zilpha, and Bilhah.
Amen.
Which are the mothers of the 12 tribes. They the ones that put the names on the gates of Jerusalem. So yes, that's true, but their stories are so much bigger. This story actually is bigger if we allow it to be.
Amen.
This is why we got to, you know, when we read the word of God, it is manifold.
Amen.
It is manifold. Great question.
That's what I was about to say. Great question.
Great question.
Amen, babe.
So we got Miriam. He said, I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Right? So here come their stories. Watch this.
Because we just read Micah 6 and 4.
Right. And mm-hmm. so that was, let's go to Numbers chapter 26 and 58. Numbers 26 and 58. Because if you read that Micah, you would think that Moses was the oldest. He wasn't. Miriam was the oldest. She was older than Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was older than Moses.
Right.
So Numbers 26, 58, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Numbers chapter 26 and verse 58 reads, these are the families of the Levites, the family of Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Malites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korazites,
mm-hmm.
the family of the Korazites and Korah begat Amram.
So read the next.
And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed,
mm-hmm.
the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt, and she bare unto Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. Oh, that's her name.
Right.
And she bare unto Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, their sister.
So okay. Miriam was actually named after her father.
Okay.
You see that?
Yes.
But you see it's Amram, but you see it's Miriam.
Amen.
And you see it here, it'll look like Aaron, Moses and Miriam, their sister, but you would think that she was the younger here, right?
Right.
Okay. And you would think Moses, we know Aaron is older, but we would think that she was the younger. Let's see about this story. Let's see how old she really was.
Okay.
Let's go into Exodus chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
In verse 1. Exodus 2 and 1. Now getting into the story of, you know, how the Egyptians put out a hit on the children of Israel, that all of the sons that was born in Israel 2 years and younger was supposed to be killed. You know, same conversation in Bethlehem, same conversation in Jerusalem, right? Okay, so here it is. But we're not in that story. We're just picking up now. Moses' mother what's her name again? Jochebed. She had Moses now, right? Aaron is past 3 years old, so he don't fall up under that 2 years and under. But Moses did. So his mother put him in his boat, right? And let's look at that. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1.
Amen. Exodus 2 and 1, and there went a man of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son.
We found out who that was. Go ahead.
And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off.
And who? Sister.
Mary.
Moses' sister stood afar off. But what is she doing if she's the younger?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So how can, you know, because he only had three children. He had Moses, mm-hmm. Aaron and Miriam.
And Miriam.
And then in the law it said Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. But you see here, he said his sister stood afar off. So this let me know that she's older than Moses.
Right.
So she wanted to see what was going to happen to him because, you know, it was gators in there, you know, the water. Maybe the little raft was going to sink eventually, you know, be overcome with water. She was going to see what was going to happen and pre-adventure tell her mama, right? Read on.
And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?
Wait a minute. So she couldn't be no toddler. She couldn't have been 2 years old. She'd have been cooning and whining. Ooh, goo, goo, get. No, she was way past that. And she was older than Aaron. Listen at this conversation. She got to be between the ages of, I would say safely, at the earliest 8. But I'm going to say safely 9. You know, because she's swift. Listen at this. Listen at what she did. Because this is her little brother. See, you know, little girls and they see their little babies, they have a thing about babies,
yes,
you know,
they
if they're not envious. But, if they're not saying, oh, here we go, you got another baby in the house. If it ain't like that, then she's feeling this. She wanted to see what happened to him. So she's talking to Pharaoh's daughter. Mind you, Pharaoh's daughter is educated. She is probably, she's in line to become queen or prince, queen somewhere in Egypt. So she's highly educated. And this little girl is swifter than her. Listen at this. Read on. And we can say the Spirit of God spoke to a four-year-old. Nah, come on. Let us reason together. She was old enough to have this kind of conversation with this woman. Read on.
Amen. Exodus 2:8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child.
Whoa, no. Read that. 7 again. Yes.
Okay. Exodus 2:7. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the
Hebrew? She already had her mama in the picture. She already had it. The Lord put it in her mind to ask to go get a nurse. She already was thinking, I'm going to get my mama. She said, should I get a nurse for her? Mama. See how far she's moving along? This ain't a child. This ain't a little bitty infant. This is not a toddler. This is a child. This is a young girl, a young maid.
Amen.
So to say. So she's swift. She's swifter than Pharaoh. She said, I'm going to go get a nurse. Shall I get a Hebrew nurse for her?
Amen.
For him? Now, Pharaoh's daughter didn't know that was his sister, so she's swift. She's quicker than her.
That's right.
So she had to be older than 8 or 9. I would give the youngest 9, because 9 years old can be, a 9-year-old girl can run rings around some adults, you know, and that's true.
Amen.
So I'm going to say, 9 years old here at the youngest.
Okay.
Continue.
Exodus 2 and verse 8 reads, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go, and the maid went and called the child's mother.
See? She would have got her mother.
Amen.
You see? Continue.
Verse 9, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages.
So now she went and got her mother. Her mother came and got her baby, and Pharaoh's daughter said, take care of this child, and here come your first public aid sister.
What?
Here come your first government EDTs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
She paid for him to be nursed.
Amen.
She's Pharaoh's daughter.
Amen.
She paid her to raise this child until he was old enough to not be weaned, right?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 10, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because...
So Moses is an Egyptian name. It's not Hebrew. So all these cats sitting up here talking about, you know, God, Jesus had, you know, is Greek and this, that, and the other. Well, you got to fix this for me.
Wow.
You got to fix that. You got to tell me why Moses' name was Egyptian. Out the gate. He's the deliverer.
Yes, he is.
But then Moses is a 2, a 5, and an 8. What do you mean? He was the one that he's a 2, meaning water. What did Moses, what was his first job? He turned blood, the rivers into water. He turned the rivers water into blood. That's 5.
That's right.
So that make him a 5 because the God of Israel put blood in the water on the 5th day with the fish, with the birds. So he, and when he brought life out the water, the insects, they got blood inside of them. Mm-hmm. And so there he is. He's a 5. And then he's 8.
That's right.
Because he administered the circumcision to the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. So when she named him because I drew him out of water, that was from God.
Mm-hmm.
What did Moses do? He split the Red Sea. He's a 2, 5. And 8.
Yes,
but that's did. Levi for you, right?
Yes, sir.
What did John the Baptist come doing? Baptizing. What was John the Baptist? A Levite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyway, continue.
Take your time. Take your time. Okay, so we stopped at verse 10.
Yes.
Exodus 2 and 10. And the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter. And he
okay, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finish that. Finish that.
And he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water.
That was from God. She is from God. She is predestinated to do just that. To bring Moses into her house. But this ain't about Moses, right? This about Miriam. She the one that pulled this off. She the one that put Moses in Pharaoh's house. She the one that brought Moses back to his mother to be nursed.
Amen.
That was Miriam. He didn't have no other sister other than her, but if you read the law, it seems like she would be the baby, but she's not. She's the oldest.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Exodus 7 and 7.
Amen. Exodus 7 and 7.
Yes, ma'am. Exodus 7 and 7.
Exodus 7 and 7 reads, and Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh.
See, that's why Aaron wasn't under that condemnation that all the children, right. All the Hebrew males was to be killed because he was 3. So he had passed that.
That's right.
You see, but here it is. We see Moses is 80 years old. Aaron is 3. So that means that Miriam at this point had to be 90, 1, 2, 3, somewhere around there. Because score is a 2, 20. So 4 score means 80. 4 score and 3 mean 83. So Moses was 80 years old when he came back to Egypt. There it is again, 8, right? And then Aaron being 83. So now we got Aaron, then you got Miriam, because he said he brought them all three out, right? These all three brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. So now we got her older than them. So she has to be at least 92 or 93 years old at this point. At this point, because she was not a child talking to them, to Pharaoh's daughter like that. And she was swifter than she was. In fact, Pharaoh's daughter probably didn't figure it out until, you know, way down the line that she was juked by a child.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. But this here, now watch this. Now watch this conversation. Listen to this testimony. Go to Luke chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 2 and verse 36. Luke chapter 2 and 36. Like I said, this her conversation is really, really heavy, man, but it's like, wow, you know. Luke, when you receive a read.
Luke 2 and verse 36.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
You see that?
Amen.
So amen. She had that conversation too, but then you see this law. You see here that she had to be a widow of one husband, not put away, not divorced. She had to be a widow of one husband, and she had to been of her virginity. And then she was 84 years. Oh, you see this time window? You see this time window here? So now we see her time window is falling in line with Miriam's time window. See that? And she the one that blessed Jesus when she saw him. She did. Not getting into our story today, but she blessed Jesus. Let's look at this story a little further.
Okay.
Let's go back to Exodus and pick it up at verse 15. See, like I said, man, when you start researching the mothers of the Bible, man, you start finding some good dig, man. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, like, God knows, I've done lessons on the great white throne, you know, the day of the Lord and the abomination making desolate and who is Esau and stuff like that, right? But, and a lot of brothers have. And don't get me wrong. I mean, that can never get enough retread. But when it comes to the mothers, I see they get a diss, man. They get a real diss. I don't hear their stories being told. And if you listen at their stories, it's huge. From the beginning, wisdom. I was there before you was. If it wasn't for me, there's no you.
Amen.
If it wasn't for Sarah, there's no 12 tribes. Why are we not talking about that? Yo, look, he is not going to be heir with my son. She brought up the first resurrection.
Amen.
But we're not talking about Sarah. We already did. You can always go back and look at the archives. You can listen at that story whenever you feel like it.
Amen.
But here it is. Let's look at this. Let's go Exodus chapters, 15 and 20.
Yes, sir.
When you receive it, read.
Exodus 15 and verse 20 reads,
and Miriam, the prophetess.
So she was what? A prophetess. Just like that lady that was 80 years old, Anna. She was a prophetess. See that? So you see why Caleb, hey, who knows? She may be a prophetess.
There's women prophetess out here.
I'm talking about Caleb, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make mention of that right
no,
now?
No.
I didn't know you were talking about that.
No, I'm just saying.
I thought you were talking about women, just, period.
No, I'm talking about our little Anna.
Okay. Ayana.
Ayana. Mm-hmm. Anna. Okay.
Amen.
Ayana.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see?
Amen.
We know our man is a prophet.
Amen.
So, hey.
Amen. I see where you're going.
There it is,
there
right?
It is. Yes, sir.
So, you know, you see what God be doing sometimes. Read on.
Amen. Exodus 15.
And 20.
And we're going to do 20 again. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a trimble in her hand, and all the women went out after her with trembles and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously," should I say.
So, all the men went after her.
And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel.
Stop. So Miriam sang to God, being a Levite. You know what that let me know? She can sing. God wrote, had this mention, this woman can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang on the meek. See that?
And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a trimble in her hand. And all the women, timbrel.
Yeah, tambourine.
Yes,
yeah.
Timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out.
All the men.
It says, and all the women went
so they
out
have they
after
place.
Her.
That's
with
why
trembles and with dances.
Amen. Continue.
And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea."
Stop. Now, look, he said, and Miriam the prophetess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now go to 2 Kings. Go to 2 Kings, right? She being a Levite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now watch this. This is how God got it set up. Levi is the one supposed. Levi taught Judah how to serve God. We keep talking King David. No, King David set up the priesthood, put them back in order. But it was Levi that anointed. King David. It was Levi that anointed Solomon. Samuel was in the temple with Levi.
Amen.
In fact, yeah. Let's pick it up at verse 13.
2 Kings.
No, yeah, 2 Kings chapter 22 and 12, because I want to bring this in, because I need to bring in who wanted this conversation, right?
Amen.
Okay, 2 Kings 22 and 12, when you receive the read, because we're talking about Miriam being a Levite and a prophetess, right? Listen at this. Read on.
And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Hakiam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor, the son of Micaiah, and Stephan, the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king's, saying, "Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah."
What? The king said, go and inquire for me.
Go ye, inquire.
The king of Judah, sitting on the throne of David, and all the kingdom of Judah, who did he send to go get the word from? Read on.
And for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us.
Same thing, John the Baptist. Here we go.
So Hilkiah the priest and Achiam and Achbor and Stephan and Asaiah went unto Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. She said unto them, thus said the
now
Lord.
Now you see she wasn't in the temple.
No.
Other books will tell you that this is, she's a Levite.
Okay.
She's married to a Levite.
Okay.
We had colleges.
Amen.
You think the West, Europe came up with Harvard out of their own head? No, we taught them how to build the world. We taught the world.
Amen.
Starting with Joseph. No, I take that back. Starting with Abraham. Abraham was the first one to teach the world to fear God. Ask Pharaoh. He the one that gave Abraham Hagar. We always talk about we was in bondage to the Egyptians, but the God of Israel delivered us. But we fail to mention that the Egyptians was our slaves first.
Amen.
Up under Abraham.
Amen.
That's some black history that's missed.
Amen.
So he sent her to this man, to this woman, mm-hmm. who was a prophetess.
And she said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel.
The keeper of the wardrobe. What do you mean? That's the, you mean the keeper of the wardrobe of the priest.
Okay.
The linen.
Mm-hmm.
We all had jobs.
Yes, we did.
But her job, she dwelt in the colleges. She was educated. She was teaching the children. She was teaching who? The women. Our women was in colleges.
Amen.
While they women didn't even know how to read or write.
Mm.
That's some more black history for you.
Amen.
That's the fear of God, the reason why he said that's why they kept the books from us, because they was afraid that once we pick up this book, our minds were going to be blown. And you ask yourself, as simple as that, when an Israelite, a young Hebrew male, female, when they pick up this Bible, all of a sudden, boom, the lights come on and it's on.
Amen.
But we got to put our God first.
Amen.
So we had colleges. We had all these things. And this woman schooled not only the priest, but the king of Judah.
Amen.
She being a Levite. And a prophetess. Let's go back. Now remember now, she picked up a tambourine and what? Sang. I didn't even bring up the fact Moses sang there, you know, because he also sang at the Red Sea. You see, but this ain't about Moses. This is about Miriam.
Amen.
So he sang too, you know, about how the Lord drowned the Egyptians in the Red Sea. So this let me know that the Levites can sing.
Amen.
You know, so sometimes I'll be hearing some of these guys, you know, like, it wouldn't be far-fetched for me to say that the Winans would be Levites. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe Kirk Franklin being a Levite, you know. It wouldn't be far-fetched for me to say that. I can say that because I can say they're Hebrews because we can find that Y chromosome, that chromosome in them, gene, I should say. We'll find that gene that they Semitic. But exactly what tribe, I couldn't nail it, but just by their nature. Let's look at that. What did I say? First Kings, no, Second Chronicles chapter 5 and 10. Second Chronicles 5 and 10. And, you know, and I used to look at our choir, man, and I used to look at our brothers, and, you know, and as I started reading the book and I started thinking about those things, man, I said, man, we had a lot of Levites up in there that could sing.
Amen.
You know, who knew? Maybe Luther was a Levite. You know what I mean? Sam Cooke, you know, Marvin Gaye. Who knew? Maybe they was Levites. Maybe the Jacksons are Levites.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because they moved the planet.
Amen.
They moved the world. And then on the slide, they sung about God.
Amen.
On the side, you know, because it was in the world, but they, and then, you know, they still sung unto the Lord in a manner. You know, I ain't saying that they were religious. And well, they did have a form of it, but the world had them more than anything. But by nature, 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 10.
2 Chronicles 5 and 10 reads, "There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb. When the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not
Levi.
By course.
So remember now, this is Levi, and she was a Levite, a pure Levite. Read on.
Amen. Verse 12, and the Levites, which were the singers.
What?
Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun.
Something like that. Don't get me to start speaking in tongues. Forget about it. I mean, well, I ain't going to say I can't rock it. I, because sometimes the spirit will hit me, and I run through them names like it ain't nothing, but then some days...
With their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets."
And a musician.
That's right. Okay.
So that's why she took up the timbrel,
yeah.
Right? And she started singing. And then Moses started singing. We're going to go back and look at Moses singing too. And then it's scriptures in the Bible that God sang unto his people.
Amen.
And he's the most high, he's the priest of the most high God. And he said, "I will sing unto her."
Amen.
Now, out of all the voices in that we heard, right, from Luther Vandross, Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, right? Felipe Wynn, you know, all these different voices. Barry White, right? Who do you think God's voice will sound like? Like none other. You even had the tenors, man, the three tenors, those opera dudes, they blow, man. You can say what you want to say about them Italians, man, but they were blowing, Jack.
Amen.
Those three tenors be putting it up, but his voice, he said, "I'm a saint unto you, my people."
Amen.
So God himself, the high priest, Melchizedek, is going to sing unto the Most High God, the Father, and us. Man, we got so much to live for.
Yes, we do. Amen.
All that, you know, "Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, tomorrow, you know, my bills and that." And then it just seems like your bills just keep getting paid.
No.
Or, you know, he put you on a different path.
That's right. Amen.
You know, but you're still here.
That's right. Amen.
So it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Just know that you keep living, God is going to sing to you.
Hallelujah.
So he sings to us through people, through music,
yeah.
You know, through time. It's some music, man, that'll just stop you and
yeah.
Just make you just want to woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Because you know it's from God.
Yeah.
There's some songs out here that have stopped the press.
Mm.
I'm going to have a hard, it'll be a hard sell for me to think that he sound like Prince, but okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Nah. He'll probably say a conglomerate of just all of that, right? Anyway, read on. Look what happened. Look what happened. Read on.
2 Chronicles 5:13 reads, and it even, and it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord.
The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. So that singing do usher in the Spirit.
Yes, it does.
It do usher in the Spirit, you know. So, you know, having a problem with singing, the choir singing, that's what their job is, to usher in the Spirit, to bring people in the flow of things and let the Spirit come in.
That's right.
You know, so it do. Now, I ain't talking about, you know, running around and flipping and doing, you know, 2 and 3 cartwheels and all that stuff, rolling around on the floor like the Three Stooges and stuff. Like, no, that ain't what I'm getting at. But the Spirit, the music do usher in the Spirit. And the Levites brought it, man. They sound so good that God came down. They sound just that good that here come God.
Amen.
But who picked up that thing and sang to God first? Miriam.
That's right.
And she was a Levite. 14.
Amen. Verse 14 reads, and so that the priest could not stand.
That flesh had to get out the temple. That flesh had to leave the tabernacle. Yes. You know why? Because when the Holy Ghost come in, that carnal man got to go. That carnal mind got to leave.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Read on.
So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
Let's go to Numbers chapter 12.
Amen. Numbers 12.
Now this is the story we remember Miriam the most about, and that's this is a bad deal. You know that this is the only thing she get to be remembered for, and that's not true, because as we can see, she got a lot to say. She helped bring the kingdom, the 12 tribes out of Egypt. She was there. She walked through the Red Sea in front with Moses and Aaron. She led, they went forward. Moses stood on the rock and opened up the Red Sea while they led the troops. Come on.
Amen.
Read on.
Numbers 12:1.
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers 12:1 reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian
woman. It's a law that Levi is only supposed to marry Levi, but Moses chose an Ethiopian woman, you know, which happened to be a black woman, right, or African of descent, Cush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ethiopians isn't not exactly the kind of African people that's running around with bones in their nose. They not that people.
Amen.
They was a civilization, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And their daughters are stunning.
Amen.
So here it is. Now here go Moses marrying an Ethiopian woman. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Miriam had that big sister thing on them, mm-hmm. you know, because remember now, she's older than him.
Amen.
Maybe that jumped out, you know, or maybe Aaron finally figured out, oh, aha, now we can judge you. I made the calf, but look, you didn't, look, man, look what he did. Look, you know, Maybe he had one of them aha moments, you know, following Miriam, you know. And Miriam like, why can't you find a Levite? What's wrong with a Levite? The law said you're supposed to marry a Levite, and it does. But I don't know. You got to ask Moses why he chose not to have any of his lineage to be a part of the Levitical priesthood. So when he come back, God willing, we live, and he allow us to sit and talk with Moses, he'll tell us why he chose not to marry a Levite. But anyway, let's look at that. Let's go into Exodus chapter 2 and verse 16.
Amen.
Exodus 2 and 16. And when you receive it, read.
Exodus 2 and 16 reads, now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water.
Now, the priest of Midian, Moses lived with him for like 40 years. He was a priest. So he taught Moses priest stuff. And he was the son of Abraham, a grandson of Abraham, because that's Keturah's grandson, Midian. He married her after Sarah died. She had the children of Midian. So when he married this woman, she was still Semitic. So it wasn't like he jumped way to ship. You know, it was like he was still Semitic, right? And he was there, and there wasn't no Israelites around. I ain't going to say Hebrews because she's a Hebrew, right? She's Abraham's seed. She's definitely Hebrew. She's just not an Israelite, right? So he married her, right?
Amen.
Read on.
Okay. Exodus 2 and 16. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father.
Wait a minute. So he by himself, right?
Amen.
By himself, drove them dudes off. By himself. One, he was dressed like an Egyptian. Two, he was taught to defend himself by Egyptians. So he put it down. He was like, everybody wants kung fu fight. Now, read over it.
And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye are come so soon today? And when they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherd.
See, they didn't see no, they saw a Hebrew dressed as an Egyptian, but they said he was an Egyptian because they thought Moses was an Egyptian because Egyptians are dark-skinned people, brown-skinned people. Egypt is a Greek word meaning burnt face. You know, Ethiopia is burnt face. Egypt means just black. He was black. The black man dressed as an Egyptian. As they said, an Egyptian saved us, right? Read on.
And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And he said unto his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him that he may eat.
Right. Read on.
And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah and his daughter.
Stop. Now, we got a big problem with Abraham and Hagar and Sarah. And we look at that conversation, we want to spit on Sarah for giving Hagar. Oh, that was a big goof. No, they prophetic. That was a prophetic move, right? But then Sarah couldn't have children, but she knew Abraham was supposed to be the father of nations. So she, instead of being selfish and saying, oh, well, you know, hey, if I can't have no children, na-na-na boo-boo, too bad. No, she didn't say that. She said, no, you could take my maid, because I know God is with you. We seen him you can have, she's going to bear a child, and if the kingdom got to be built through her, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of we looking at Sarah for being selfless, we trying to mock them from a European state of mind. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of that madness, because they're not from here. This book is to the children of the East.
Amen.
So here go Moses. Now, he married to Zipporah, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we just read that he was married to the Ethiopian woman. So how many wives is that?
Is that two?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Go into Exodus chapter 4:19. Exodus 4:19. Now, Zilpah, man, I don't know. Zipporah was, she, you know, she make you scratch her head. She'll make you scratch your head about when you listen to her conversation. This is probably why he sent her back, right, with his children, because you don't hear nothing else after she went back with Jethro.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the priest. You don't hear nothing else about her because her conversation is kind of touchy. What do you mean? Exodus 4:19.
Amen. Exodus 4:19, and the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou doest all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him, and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me.
Mm-mm. Why would she say that?
Art thou to me a bloody husband?
Wait a minute. Read that again. Read that again. Read that one more again.
Verse 25. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me.
Why? First of all, we've been taught that she circumcised Moses. That's not true. She circumcised his son.
Mm-hmm.
Read the next verse.
Verse 26. So let him go. Then she said, A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he gave Abraham the circumcision. Mm-hmm. Abraham, the book said, when God met Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, he said, surely I know that you would teach all your house. Deborah, one of his sons, Midian, he taught them the circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So she cursed Moses because of her son.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
Wow.
Why didn't she say, oh, my God, you know, praise the Lord? I mean, you know, but she cursed Moses, man. Why would that be? That's like a Job wife saying, curse God and die.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this come from? Why would this even be anywhere in her being to say this? Go to 2 Samuel chapter 16. 2 Samuel chapter 16. And verse, we're going to read one verse, 7.
2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7 reads,
And thus said Shimei when he cursed.
When he cursed, right?
Come out, thy bloody man, and thou man of Belial.
What?
Come out, thy
so
bloody
she
man.
Did curse him. See, that's why I said Zipporah will have you scratching your head. You know, if you read the story, you know, some of us, T, she like some kind of hero, and you're like, wait a minute. You know, like, you don't talk to your man. You don't talk to a man that just seen God like that. Even though the God of Israel was mad at him and was going to put him down, but no, we can't do that.
Amen.
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 Let's go back to Numbers chapter 12 and verse 1. Numbers 12 and 1.
Numbers
when you receive it, read.
Amen. Numbers 12 and verse 1 reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
So that's
woman.
Two strangers he married. One was a Midianite, the other was Ethiopian. Amen. So neither one of them could administer the priesthood because you had to be a Levite, and your mother, you had to be a Levite. So why did Moses do that? That's one of my questions that I will have to ask him when I see him. That's one of my questions, man. What was up with that? Why did you do that? You know, why didn't you want to be a part of the priesthood or your seed or your lineage? You don't think anybody, you walking with God, you know, like Moses said, you know, well, hey, he said, I kill all them and I make a kingdom out of you. Moses like, wait a minute, stop, hold up. No. These are the children of Abraham, you know. He wasn't about that life. So what was it? You know, that's just one of the things that make me say, huh.
Amen.
Yeah, I see that, Mom. Let's look at, where are we? Continue.
Was that Numbers 12 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Two. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all.
See, this
all
is what happens when you teach people, then all of a sudden they get big head, and now they want to tell you what God said, not fearing God, you know, because you meek or humble, however that thing work. And now, and having God spoke to you, yeah, because Moses taught you what he said. Read on.
And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and said unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream.
Miriam seeing God. Miriam seeing God. How come we're not talking about that? Do you know that Jesus' mother was named after her? He could have chose any name. He could have chose Sarah, right? A woman named Sarah, right? But he did not. He chose one that was named after her, Mary, Miriam. Ask God that, like, God, why did, you know, I can see it. I can see why he chose it. You know, I can see. But then he could have chose Eve. He could have chose Sarah, he could have chose a woman named Rebecca, but no, he chose one that was named after her to come through. Read on.
Amen. And then verse 7. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold.
What? Wait a minute. I know he married an Ethiopian woman. I know he sent the Midian back home. I know he got, look, Moses is out of line for this. I'm going to zap him. No, that ain't what we read.
Amen.
That's not what we read. Read on.
Verse 8, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
If she was white, then what did he just do? Turn her white? More white? No. She was a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned to white. You know, that Dalilego thing, you know, mm-hmm. when you see people and their skin start changing colors,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing, yeah, that's what happened. The Lord's been a killer. And no, I'm not teaching so-called polygamy. No, I'm just saying don't be talking about that like that's wickedness. And God is not judging them for that, not judging Moses for that. He's judging Miriam and Aaron for speaking against him, period, because nobody has any say-so in a man's bedroom.
Amen.
Not even a priest. That's the message I got here. And you got preachers sitting up here all up in people's business, all in their marriages, because their wife calling them, and he did this, and he did that. But they don't know that she hit him in the back of the head with a shovel. They don't know that. All they see is the aftermath after she hit him in the back of the head with a shovel. And then they go and call, you know, and he all in his feelings, instead of having them both there, he listening to one side and dealing with one side separately. Like that's just. No, that taught me, stay out of these marriages, stay out of people's business. All right, hey, if you finna get ready to get divorced, you on your way to get divorced, okay, you call, we could talk then. Everybody at the table.
Amen.
But anything other than that, I don't want to hear about your sex life. I don't want to hear about none of that. I don't want to hear nothing about your marriage. Nothing, because I ain't got no say-so in it. And no man do. None. Even in the creation, in Genesis chapter 3:16, and your desire is going to be to your husband. Even God ain't in that. You got these men all up in people's business, Jack, and they own houses jacked up. Wives' teeth all over the floor.
What?
Yeah, some of these so-called men of God and them black their eyes, knock their teeth out their head, all kind of madness, and then turn around and want to judge someone else. Like they're in a position to. No, Jack. I'm out of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between you and her. The day you decide you're going to get a divorce, we'll talk. If you want to, if that's the case. Aside from that, I don't want to hear nothing. Nothing. Y'all ain't going to make me sin before God. Read on.
Numbers 12, and I stopped at 6. Am I at 8?
Nine.
I'm going to Numbers 12 and 7. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, the white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not thy sin upon us, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father...
It was from the father to do that to her. Mm-hmm. Remember that this is Melchizedek. He's the priest of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. So he's telling us that was from the father.
Amen.
The Most High. Mm-hmm. Read on.
And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father have but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again.
There go that skin game again. And on the 8th day, you're going to be what? Circumcised.
Amen.
It was from the Father because of sin, because the uncleanliness of the flesh in our mouths. The Father don't deal with us. Melchizedek do. Jesus, Jehovah, the God of Israel,
Amen.
Do. He deal with flesh.
Amen.
The Father don't deal with flesh.
Amen.
That's why it won't be no flesh when he come down. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20.
Okay, amen.
Yes, ma'am, I see. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20. We only got 3 more after this.
Okay.
Numbers 20 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Numbers 20 and 1 reads, Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation.
Stop. That's all. We just wanted to show that here come the first month, and Miriam had passed. She went to sleep, right?
Amen.
And so now she's asleep, and they buried her there, right? They
mm-hmm.
buried her in the desert of Zin.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and there it is. So she's gone. She's asleep. Now, would Miriam wake up in the first resurrection? Oh, yeah. Let's read that. Go to Micah. Chapter 6 and 4.
Wow.
Micah 6 and 4.
Micah 6 and 4. Amen. Micah 6 and 4 reads, For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
There it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, go to Proverbs chapter 4 and Proverbs chapter 7 and 4.
And Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So we can see that that's her. She is wisdom and she is understanding. When she put it on the Pharaoh's daughter, she became all them things. In Revelations chapter 12 and 1.
Revelation 12 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1 reads, And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
And she also brought the 12 tribes of Israel out of bondage.
Amen.
She saw God personally. And I'm sure she probably never spake against Moses ever again.
Amen.
Ever again.
That's right.
Ever. She repented.
Mm-hmm.
To the day she died. That was the end of that.
That's right.
She didn't say, you know what, all because of you, I was zapped. No, it was none of that. You know, and no, we not teaching polygamy here because that stuff don't work here in the West. It do not. They'd rather see you married to another man.
Mm.
But we can't judge the brothers that's in Arabia or in Africa or in Asia.
Amen.
Because of the Western world madness. So let's not be about that life. Let's be about the word of God and the truth of the word of God. Amen. So with that being said, I'm going to bite you back. at another half an hour or so. We're going to be dealing with the creation. And we're going to be wrapping up the earth. And it's the fruit of it, man. You know, and the grass, the trees, and things that belong to it, man. And now he's calling us the trees of the earth, right? And what do you mean? What comes out of the earth? Us. And then he wants us to bring forth fruit onto repentance.
Amen.
What kind of fruit? So let's be here for that. And like I said, I want to thank Miriam for being a great mother and a great example before God in Christ and giving us a great witness before God in Christ that women should be like this and should think like her and want to be prophetess, you know. And I thank the women for even choosing, you know, to even follow this walk, so to say.
Amen.
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 Amen. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time.
Amen.
We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please
read your
Bibles.
Yes. Amen.
Please read your Bibles. Don't let people tell you what's in it.
Amen.
Read it for yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, the covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.